Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here. Saw a little bit of me in the screen. Look a bit different. Look a bit excited, isn't it? Talking about the communities. It's good to be here together with all of you. For most of you in Eagle's Nest, you'll see me singing. You never see me speaking. So you're in for a treat. For those of you that doesn't know me, my name is Silmara, and if you cannot say that name, the whole thing, just call me Sil. That's how I'm known here in Nottingham from when I arrived. Most of you call me Sil. I'm looking straight at Helen, calls me Sil, and lots of you know me as Sil. So it's an honor and a privilege to be with you here. It's an honor to be all together. We never done this before. Just the two churches together. But the Lord is empowering our churches. The Lord is doing something in the city. And we are all in for it. It's with unity that we are going to win the city. And in the power of the Lord and the Holy Spirit, we are going to see amazing things happening. Amen. And today, I'm going to bring you a word that the Lord has been speaking to me for a few weeks now. And when Rob said that we were going to do a joint service and I was preaching, and I started praying about it, the word that God gave me is when God calls you by your name. And most of you, you struggled growing up with your name. You struggled growing up with your circumstances. You've struggled with a few things in your life. But today I'm here to say, God is calling you by your name. Yes, let's pray together and then we'll start. Lord, we give you thanks, we give you praise, Lord, for all that you have done in this place, Lord. We bring your words, Lord, and we want to see you in power today. We want to see your words coming alive, Lord. We are here for you. Holy Spirit, come. And Lord Jesus, use us. And Lord Jesus, speak to us, Lord. And may we see lives being transformed by your power, Lord, by your words. And Lord Jesus, here we come. And we say we love you, Jesus. Amen. So to start, names are interesting, aren't they? So first thing I said to you today, I introduced myself. I said my name is Silmara. And it's an unusual name. My background is I have grandparents that are Italian and Portuguese. And so I come from Brazil. And this name is not usual in Brazil either. But it means I'm known by victory. I'm victorious. Or royalty. That's what my name means. In another word, Rob say, I was born to be bossy already. It's not true. Not true. Names are interesting, and there's lots of thoughts that goes into a name. Our names represent our identity, our personal history, family background, connection, our culture, our community is part of who we are, and it's an aspect of what makes us unique and individual. That's part of who we are. Names are powerful, even though you sometimes don't think so. Names are powerful. And according to something that I read on the internet called the Blue Summit Supplies, the power of name is deeply personal, which means hearing your own name have a profound psychological effect. Remembering someone's name and repeating it back to them makes them feel important, valued, and seen. It also helps build a bond between the two of you and it strengthens your relationship. It is true, if you know somebody's name and you call them by their name, it makes them feel important. My neighbor didn't think so. Because when we moved into the place we live now, my name is hard to say, like I said already. My neighbor could not remember my name at all. So she decided to call me Carmel. I have no idea why she came up with that name. Her husband was not impressed. I was not impressed because every time she called me Carmel on the street, I had no idea who she was talking to. But then same time that she started calling me by my name, I knew she made an effort to remember naming, to learn my name, to know my name, to know who I was. With a name, there is a story, there is a history, there is reputation. Our children, we have two girls. One is called Karis, one is called Maya. Lots of you know them as well. Karis means beloved by God, and Maya means chosen by God. Before we had them, we made sure we gave them names because we knew that God had given them to us, and we knew that they were chosen by God. Behind every name, there is a meaning, there is a story, there is a purpose. Even if you don't think so. Let's read John chapter 20, verse 11 to 18. If you have your Bibles on your phone or a physical Bible, which is the best one, but mine was too big to bring today, so I brought my phone instead. Let's read John 20, verses 11 to 18. I'll read it. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she stopped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head and the other at the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been lying. Dear woman, why are you crying? The angels asked her. Because they have taken away my Lord, she replied, and I don't know where they have put him. She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him. Dear woman, why are you crying? Jesus asked her. Who are you looking for? She thought he was a gardener. Sir, she said, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him. Mary, Jesus said. She turned to him and cried, Rabboni, which in Hebrew means teacher. Don't cling to me, Jesus said, for I haven't yet ascended to the Father, but go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them, I have seen the Lord. Then she gave them this message. We see here, you are going to hear, it's Easter soon. This story comes up a lot, isn't it? And we see a woman, just a normal woman, distraught by what had happened to her. She goes by the tomb. The grief was too much for her to take. She was crying so much. She saw the angels. They asked her, why are you crying? I'm looking for my Lord. And all the circumstances around her. It was a tomb. It was not a nice place to be at. Her grief was blinding her. She had lost her hope. She was feeling hopeless. But then Jesus appeared to her and says, Mary. He called her by her name. It was the only time that she recognized, this person knows me. And even though Mary was distraught and crying, she knew that that person that called her name, despite of her background, despite of the circumstances, despite of her being a woman, despite of anything that was going on in her life at that moment, someone knew her name. And he said, Mary, why are you crying? Jesus knew Mary. He called her by name. And he knew her heart. Sometimes you are in circumstances. You are surrounded literally by death, by things that makes you blind, by things that doesn't make you even recognize that the Lord is right there in front of you. It was too much for Mary. She was feeling hopeless. Mary didn't recognize Jesus at first. The grief had blinded her. She couldn't see him because she didn't expect to see him. She forgot of the promise. You forgot of the promise that the Lord made in your life. Today is the time, is the day that the Lord is calling your name by the tomb. Don't feel hopeless anymore. Don't feel sad anymore. Don't feel blinded by the grief anymore. He is calling your name. He spoke her name. And immediately she recognized. Imagine the love that she felt at that moment when he called her name. It's like when our children are little, isn't it? Caris or Maya or your children or someone that you love. You call them by name when you love them so much. Calling them out of situations that they don't want to be in. Calling them out of the grief. And they've been struck by feeling no hope anymore. The Lord is calling your name. Jesus is near you. Do not fret. We see stories like these of people being called by name over and over and over again in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament. In Psalms, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherds. And that one is an interesting one, because sometimes we want to be called by Jesus. We want to hear our name be called, but we don't recognize the voice of the shepherd. What do you do to recognize someone? If you are really close to someone and they call you on the street, you know who it is. You need to have a relationship. To have a relationship, you need to call the person. You need to make a point to call, to see them for a coffee in their house, have food together. Build a relationship. If you don't do that, you won't recognize the person's voice. When someone calls my parents' house when we were all there, nobody recognized our voices because we all sound the same on the phone. It's five girls. But there was always someone, because of the relationship they had with us, they knew who it was. And I didn't even need to know or say my name on the phone, and they knew it was me. Am I talking to Silmara? Yes, you are. Because of the relationship they had with me. The sheep knows the voice of the shepherds. Do you know the shepherd's voice? John 10 and 3, Jesus tells the disciples, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep. The sheep hears his voice. This is a precious thought, isn't it? That the Lord, despite 8 billion people in the world, he knows your name. He knows your circumstances. He knows what you're going through. He knows every single hair in your head or the ones that's not there anymore. He knows every single thing about you. Jesus knows me by name. I belong to you, and he knows my name. This is overwhelming to me. I grew up in Brazil, a family that is very big by any standards. My parents had six children. Some families are bigger now, isn't it? If you watch telly, 23 and counting, whatever. I don't know how they do it, but six was a lot. And because my parents were missionaries and moved about a lot, and they were pastors in churches, sometimes they would start a church, and we would be the church, the eight of us. It was a big family. And some families would talk about my family, because we struggled a lot financially. working in church as well. God knew all of that. And one day I was sitting, I knew that the Lord was calling me. And I was refusing because I knew life in ministry was not great. But I wanted to be a famous fashion designer. And the Lord had other plans for me. So I was hiding in the congregation. My father was preaching that day. And the Lord had already spoken to me. Silmara, I'm calling you. And I was like, no. And he started talking to me again. And one day I was just looking outside of the window. And some birds were looking for food. And I said, isn't that amazing that the Lord takes care of them? And the Lord knows them and knows their needs and knows everything that's going on. And he said, it's the same with you, Silmara. And I'm calling you. No. On one side, I was saying, that's something amazing. I saw the Lord doing something. And with the same voice. But the Lord had a plan. And he kept calling my name. So I'm here today. Many years after. John Pettifer was preaching in our church a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago or so. And he talked about the story of the Bible. And heaven comes to earth. And that we are part of that story. We are part of that story. We are part of that book. The Lord did everything for us. So for him calling your name today is nothing very unusual. We just need to be tuned in into the shepherd's voice. In the Bible, God called Abraham. God called Moses. God called Samuel. God called Simon and changed his name. God called Martha. And if you see the pattern there, these names, God called them twice. God called Abraham twice. God called Moses twice. God called Samuel twice. God called Simon, Simon. And then he changed his name. Upon you, I'll build my church. He called Martha twice to call her to attention, to come to his feet. God is calling you to attention. He said your name twice already. God is calling you. And he might change your name. He might change your history. He might change everything that you know. But don't worry. You will be great. The Lord is not calling you because it's going to be a bed of roses. That's not the purpose of it all. He's calling you because he loves you. He's saying your name because he chose you. He's calling your name because he cares for you. He delights in you. You are beautiful in his sight. You are his masterpiece. Ephesians 2 and 10. The God that made the universe knows you by name. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing that everything that goes on in the world right now, the Lord is worried about you? I find that overwhelming. Isaiah 43:1. I have called you by name. You are mine. Let that sink in a little bit. I have called you by name. You are mine. And yes, the Lord was talking about the nation of Israel. And yes, the Lord did amazing things. But when he's saying that to you as well. I have called you by name. When God knows my story, God knows my inheritance, God knows my beginning, know my end, know me by name means that know me by my very core. Everybody won't know our names, like I said, about even my neighbor. But God knows your name. and he cares about you. Like I said, around 8 billion people, and he calls you by name today. The Bible is always reminding us when the overwhelm of life makes us feel isolated, and that's the case for many of you. You don't belong. You feel isolated. The world is making us feel more and more that way. Just news for you, we don't belong here. We are in this world, but we don't belong in here. When I said about John and his preach, heaven comes to earth. The Lord is doing something in us, but we don't belong here. We don't have to be afraid, for the Lord knows our names. The one who created us, who formed us, who redeemed us, is deeply invested in our stories. That's what it says in Isaiah. His fingerprints are all on our very souls. Read Psalm 139. It's an amazing psalm. If you never read it, I recommend go home and read that psalm. It's amazing. Our names are inscribed in his palms, in his hands, in his heart. Psalm 139:4. Before our needs arise, before we are crying like Mary by the tomb, he has positioned perfect provisions. Matthew 6:8. God is immensely powerful, but also intensely personal. When you think God is just here, looking over on us, and, you know, just going on with his justice and power, is not true. He is very personal. He cares about every single thing that you do. If he cares about your name, believe me, he cares about everything that you do. He is immensely powerful, but he's also intensely personal. Are you ready today to read God's voice, to hear God's voice? Are you ready for him to call your name? Or are you scared like me? Are you retracting in a corner thinking, he can't see me here? Are you ready for him to call your name, to do amazing things for him? Are you ready to be like Abram? His name was changed to Abraham. To be a father of nations. Are you ready to be like Mary? Mary, why are you crying? She became then the first woman that saw him alive. She went to give the news. She was an evangelist then. The woman by the well, we don't know her name, but he did. She transformed her life. And she became a powerful preacher. Because everyone in Samaria would know, they knew her. They knew her story. They knew everything about her, all the sins that she was committing. They knew. But from that moment on that well, her life was changed. Are you ready to be like Moses? On the burning bush, Moses. And then Moses, don't be afraid. I will enable you. If the Lord is calling your name today, he has a purpose. Your name already has a purpose. Your life has a purpose. You have a purpose. Your name is powerful. You are powerful. And when the Lord calls you, don't retract. Don't do like me. Because if I had said yes from the beginning, maybe I would have been here even before. The Lord has a purpose. He has a call. He knows your name. He knows your story. He's calling you today. Let's just listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen.